Last week, retired NFL running back Tony Davis sued Electronic Arts, the publisher of the Madden NFL video game series, for allegedly stealing his likeness and those of 6,000 other retired players to add realism to its blockbuster simulated football games. Image theft is one way for players to look at Madden NFL, but it's not the only one. As Wired magazine's Chris Sullentrop told us a few months back, the game has actually had a huge impact on a generation of actual pro players who have grown up playing hours and hours of Madden NFL. I asked Chris about an anecdote from his article about a game between the Denver Broncos and the Cincinnati Bengals, 28 seconds left on the clock in a real football game. Here's what happened.
Well, the Broncos are on the 13-yard line, their own 13-yard line. The quarterback drops back to pass. He heaves this somewhat desperation toss downfield. It gets deflected into the air, lands into the outstretched arms of a Broncos wide receiver, Brandon Stokely, who streaks toward the end zone for the winning touchdown. And that was an amazing play known as the Immaculate Deflection. But more remarkable than the funny bounce is that Stokely cuts right across the field horizontally and lets about 6 seconds drain off the clock before meandering into the end zone because no one was near him to tackle him. And at that moment, for a certain brand of football fan, the video game playing football fan, you were like, holy cow, did he just pull off a video game move? When I asked Stokely that question directly, he said, yeah, of course. That was a video game move.
Now, before we go into other examples of this kind of video game influence, let's just talk for a moment about Madden NFL. So ubiquitous and so good that it actually has the monopoly. The NFL granted it exclusivity to use its players and logos and so forth. The point being that everyone who is currently in the NFL who played video games as a kid, and that's probably close to everybody, played their football video game on Madden NFL.
That's right. I mean, if you think about it, an NFL rookie is 22 or 23 years old. They're pretty much the same age as Madden. They've been playing an extremely sophisticated football simulation their whole lives. And football is not like basketball or baseball where you play hundreds and hundreds of games a year or even scores of games a year. You play a handful, even in high school, college, and the pros. Pros, you play a few handfuls, right? 16 games. But playing Madden, you can play hundreds, thousands of simulated games, reading defenses, seeing routes, and like Stokely did, putting you in certain unusual situations that coaches aren't going to teach you. No coach taught Brandon Stokely not to walk into the end zone if you happen to be in the situation where you're running toward the end zone near the end of the game and maybe you could drain some clock so you should run around on the field for a while. That's just something you learn from playing video game football.
Now, presumably, this would most benefit receivers and especially quarterbacks who in real game situations have to make their reads based on the defense that they see arrayed before them and then to let the play develop accordingly. And therefore, you would think that quarterbacks, having the benefit of all of this simulation over the years, are better at their jobs than they were, say, 25 years ago. Has efficiency of quarterbacks and receivers gone up?
Anecdotally, it sure seems like it. I mean, you do play basically as the quarterback in these games, and it sure seems like a lot more rookie quarterbacks are succeeding at early years in the NFL, guys like Mark Sanchez of the Jets, Ben Roethlisberger of the Steelers, Matt Ryan of the Atlanta Falcons, Joe Flacco of the Baltimore Ravens. And in college, you have a 19-year-old rookie starting for the University of Southern California Trojans. These are things that were totally unheard of, I think, even 10 years ago. When Peyton Manning came into the league, he was the only rookie who started for his team at quarterback. And most quarterbacks had to go through a sort of tutelage on the bench to learn how to read NFL defenses. Nowadays, college has more passing, high school has more passing, and I think, and a lot of players think, and even high school coaches think, it's because these kids come in familiar with offensive formations, defensive formations, play calls, terminology, jargon that 20 years ago kids just didn't know.
You know, I can't help but wonder if some of these players, knowing that their various moves and stylings on the field may end up being immortalized in Madden, whether they actually changed their play on the field for their digital legacies.
Professional athletes certainly complain to the Madden game developers all the time about their rankings and about how they're characterized in the games. Chad Ochocinco for the Cincinnati Bengals this year threatened to boycott the game because he thought it underrated his abilities. But whether Chad Ochocinco is performing particular moves in the hopes of being immortalized in Madden, I don't know that we've quite gotten there yet.
Is there any question in your mind but what we will get there?
Once upon a time, young football players or just young fans, when you met an athlete, you would think, gosh, I saw him on TV. Nowadays, when Brett Favre arrived with Minnesota Vikings and at the Jets, players said things, you know, I used to play him in Madden. And it is an organizing metaphor for how fans and players alike understand the sport.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Chris Sullentrop is a writer for Wired Magazine.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.